Yeah, come in.
Okay, here we go. We're ready to go.
Kevin, there's two channels right here.
I'm ready to go. I didn't see David. I was just with him.
David's here?
No, he's downstairs.
I was just with him.
He gave me the grand tour.
He gave you the grand tour?
Okay, Sean, put your phone away.
You should use the phone.
Yeah, but Yahoo has to be in it.
You want?
Okay,
let me get it.
It's not hard to start
tools, huh? I'm gonna. It's okay.
What's
up, man?
Where is it?
Okay, what's that? Olden days. There's. You guys have Parshas Chukas, right?
You're not going to be here.
Rabbi
Shimon
did Chukas
yesterday also.
Chukas.
It's good.
Rabbi,
any
Tzvah
Torah should be already
heard. Yeah, I didn't have to do anything. We have a famous, well, start with something famous. I'll tell you, I was just thinking over actually of a Shabbos, and I'll tell you my thoughts. Odom Kiyom Ezbo'el. It says, Zois Chukas HaTorah, Odom Kiyom Ezbo'el. Talking about the Paraduma. And it's called Zois Chukas HaTorah. These are the laws of the Torah. And it says, Adam Kiyom Esba'el, someone who dies, he becomes Tameh, and everything. There's two drashas that we learn from Adam Kiyom Esba'el. Both of them are somewhat famous. Adam Kiyom Esba'el, Zois Chukas HaTorah. What do we learn? It says Rashi, it's a Gemara and Shabbos. And Ein Divri Torah Miskayimim, Ela V'mi Shemei Misasma Elah. Torah is not Miskayim. You don't keep Torah. Only someone who kills himself over Torah. So of course, you know, you kill yourself over Torah. Anything you kill yourself over, then you'll make something out of it. You only become big by working hard. That's you said. That's Pasha Pshat. There's a famous mashal. I'm sure you definitely heard it. Everyone heard it. This is number one for being a yeshiva guy. Chafetz Chaim, the story of Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says a mashal that what happened is there was a person who owned a store, and he was a regular Baal Bas. You know, he did his thing as he was supposed to do all the time, and he went to Davin, and he did it, and then he was a Baal Bas. He didn't have much. He didn't have much there in his life, until one time he went like this. He has gray hairs, and they didn't have mirrors in those days. So he chapter had gray hairs, and he said, "Oh my gosh, it's coming to the end." And he just chapter. I have to start learning. I have to get into learning. I'm gonna do it right. So what does he do? So he says, "That's it. After davening, I'm learning. I'm learning an hour, 2 hours. Some people learn before davening. Some people learn after davening. They 2 hours learning afterwards. Now." He had a big store. His wife was there, but his wife was like a second. And second, he never came late. There's no such thing. His money was the main thing. Not there. Where is he? I don't know. But anyways, there's different gearses of the story. They probably all happened. One gear says he sent him. His wife was looking for me. He sent a message to his wife. He died. Okay, he died. 10:30 comes into the store. After 2 hours of learning, comes to the store. I said, "What happened? Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. I don't know who told you I was dying." Anyways, they're working. They forgot about it. Next day, same thing happens. It doesn't come. She can't imagine what's going on. Walks in 10:30. The third day, that's it. The whole store's falling apart. She can't imagine what she's gonna do. So where did he go? See, maybe she figured she'll go to Shul. He knows he always goes to Shul. Maybe someone saw where he went. I'll trace him down. She went to Shul to find someone, and she sees. Can't believe it. The guy's sitting and he's learning. And, you know, he brought her up right. And he wasn't, she's not masim to this. There's no Torah. There's no Torah umada. It's whatever. You got to work. You got to work for a living. What kind of business? Our whole business is going to go down the drain. See, he said like this, you know, there's some people. What would happen? What would happen if I died? If I really died? Let's say I died. You close the shop for a week. You sit Shiva. And then, you know what? You do the whole thing on yourself. So now I want to tell you something. Make believe that from 8:30 to 10:30 every single morning, I'm dead. I'm not here. No, that's good. You told your wife.
I'm dead for 4 days.
Here. But that's really what it is. You're building your ruchnias.
Visit your very often.
That's right. There's no WhatsApp on dead people, by the way. Last time we tried to WhatsApp the Babich Rebbe, he still didn't have that. He's still in his faxes. You know what I mean? It's not. He didn't hit that yet. There's a concept of there's nothing more important, you know, just turning off. We're just learning. What's the depth of this? So this is a famous fart. It's a famous fart. It's a famous mashal, and you probably heard it somewhat. That's a concept of just nothing more important. What does it mean in the return miskaimen? The Torah is not what word is not legitimate, or it does not
concrete.
It's not authorized. It's not the real Torah.
Authentic.
Unless you're may misasmala. That means you could learn, you could be good, but you're not. The return is kaimen. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Shmash.
So that's one. Okay, this is one medrash from the pasuk, and want to think about it exactly. What does it mean? The return is kaimen, and unless you kill yourself on it, you have to kill yourself. I understand. It's a good idea. The only way you're going to end up learning, life is so busy and so much happening. You have to be able to shut everything down like you're dead. All I'm doing is learning. But still, it's something, maybe a little more we could say. There's another drasha from the same words. It's Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says, Adam kiyamas ba'al. What happens, you become tummy. If someone dies, someone will die in a room. So everyone in the room becomes tummy. Sometimes in the building, everyone in the building becomes tummy. Adam, a person who dies in the oil, everyone becomes tummy. A Jew is Nikra Adam, and a guy is not called Adam. And this is a Gemara that made us a lot of trouble throughout the years. Most of the times, whenever there was, I think the last time was the Bayless trial. Maybe that's what that was the that's so long ago. It was in time, it was 150 years ago. Bayless trial.
It was the last blood libel
we had. This was by the blood. There was a whole court case. I think they actually killed him, but they fought. There was a rabbi who was like and had to answer the questions against the Jews. This was a question that they asked. What kind of business? It says in the Gemara that goyim are not called Adam. What are we called? Animals. That means that they're called animals and we're called Adam. It says Adam kemas well becomes tummy. And we know that if a Jew dies, then we become tummy. And if a guy dies, we don't become tummy. So you're coming to say that we're called Adam and Ovdei Kachavim are not called Adam. That's the Mefurash Gemara. So you're saying we're not people. What kind of Torah do you have? Reverend, that's the whole thing. So Meir Shapiro gave a very chashuv answer to that. That's a different thing. So Taisus asks a kasha. How can you say that we're called, that goyim are not called Adam? The pasuk says mefurish. The mefurish pasuk says zoy zchukas haTorah. Ushmartem zchukasai. Ushmartem zchukasai. And says Ashayasa oisa Adam b'chay behem. Ushmartem zchukasai, and you learn the Torah and keep all the mitzvahs and do everything right, and you're gonna live in the Torah. A lot of drushes will live in the pasuk b'chay behem, but the Gemara says that afilu nachri, even a guy, Isaac Batara, that he learns Torah, in some ways is greater, can be considered more chashuv than kain gadol shenichnas b'chayv b'chem. Why? Because Yasa Isa ha adam b'chayv b'chem. Anyone, even a regular person. Mefurish istira. We just said the word adam only means Jew, and over here we say ha adam. Over here it means even a guy. And for Taisus, there's an afkamina. There's a difference if it says adam. Or ha-adam. Adam, Jew. Ha-adam could be even a guy. So, let me tell you how I wanted to be masmered. I saw someone said something similar, and I want to be masmered like this again. Adam means only a Jew. Ha-adam is a guy. So, it's like this. Ha-adam is mankind. The man, not specific. Adam is just one person. That's what I want to say. Mankind, they're part of mankind. But what do you mean mankind? Mankind means they're better than animals. They have more than the animals. They can make something. They have the ability to make something out of themselves. They can learn Torah and they can be great. Adam is someone who's working on himself and makes himself better. Why do I say that? The translation of Adam, why is a person called Adam? Where do you get that? You know, of course, because Adam Arishan, right? Why is he called Adam?
Adama is from the
real. Great. Adam and Adam. But there's another translation. Adam means ground. Another translation of the word Adam is Adama le Elyon. or Lakel. I want to, Adam means I want to compare myself to Hashem. So we have these two things. Either we're from the ground, or Adama le'elyon. We're trying to change ourselves. The full person is someone who realizes that he's really created down here, but he wants to be up. You know, people, the difference between man and animals, one thing is that they walk on 2 feet, and animals walk on 4 feet. But you know what comes out of that? When you walk on 2 feet, you're standing erect, straight, straight up. An animal is always facing down. He's facing the ground. We're facing Adam al-Oyah. Beautiful? I mean, it's pleasure, right? Because we're here, we're created here, and our purpose is to go up, to pick up mankind. Mankind is whatever. We're similar to animal. We're gonna make everything good. Try to enjoy ourselves and do what's right and everything. But we don't have to change. The purpose of man is to start off as min hadama, and become the real Adam. The real Adam, which is Adam. That's really what it is. And we're placed in this world where we have these two things, two parts. Either there's a pull to down here, and there's a pull to up here, which we'll call, in other words, our Yitzhahara and Yitzhahara and Neshama and our Guf. And the Guf is made, the Guf goes down in the ground and stays in the ground. The Neshama goes upstairs, right? And in other words, as soon as there's a disconnect, someone dies, between the Guf and the Neshama, what happened? Right? That's the pull. So what's picking us up? The Neshama is picking us up. So we are, a person is in touch with the Neshama. And since we're in touch with our neshama, so therefore we're able to be picked up. The yid is in touch with the neshama. The yid has the real neshama, so he's picked up, and he feels good about himself, and he's always going up. That's what I think is this concept. Now, I saw something on Shabbos from Shamshon from Hirsch. Why is it? I'm not going to talk about. That's who Kesetar is. We're talking about the Paraduma, right? So, the Paraduma is also an interesting thing. It's an animal, as we said. A cow is like the most plain animal. You know, it's considered the most gashmi animal. I don't know why, but we see from Yosef also Al Karen Asher. The shor has a din of the animal they use for the ground. To work the ground is with a shor, and so a shor is that's how we're making people tar. And what are we doing? We're killing it and we're making people tar with that. And what are you becoming tar from? This is what Shlomo Flaher says. What are you becoming tar from? Someone's tummy. What's tummy? Only tummy mace. See, he says like this. The point of tumah. This is what I'm gonna get back into Adam Kiyam as well. The point of Tumah, of Tamei Mace, is when you connect to the most Teva possible. Every person, a guy, a Jew, whoever it is, every person, when you're what's life? Life is things that we do good that could last. The death is the epitome of Teva. Nobody could get out of death. Death is going to come up on every single person. It happens. Then you go back into the ground. You're back to Teva. Teva is Adam, is Adama. Right? You're just going back in. As soon as we die, that's the epitome of Teva. When a person is in contact with the epitome of Teva, he becomes Tamei. That's when you need Tahara. How do you become Tahara? By destroying a cow, making it into Afer. And that's how a person is going to become Tahara. The line I saw is... what's easier, to make something live into something dead, to kill something that's alive, or to revive something that's dead? So that's what a paradigm was doing. We're killing the teva, making and what is it doing? It's creating life. It's creating life into what we're doing, into us. Okay, tahara. We come in contact with death. Which is that there was a live person died, that is tumah, because that's full teva. And then we have full teva, and we're coming, we're changing, and we're becoming alive. You following me? Okay. So now I want this is where I want to go back into Adam Kiyam Yisrael. You know, everyone, you know, when you're going to come back, Mr. Shem, come back next week. Yeah, we'll have good stories, Eretz Yisrael stories. But the Geshmak Zach is when a Rebbe comes back. You know, we travel. You have to go say American stories. I want to tell you two stories I came back with this time. I don't always come back with stories, but I guess there was one time I had nothing to listen to. I was listening to just simple news, I was playing a news station, and I'll tell you two things that I heard, mamish, that blew my mind. Two separate times. I want to show you how the Goyisha world, or the obviously American world, is a matter of like, we're not really people, we're not changing. Our job is to change and make ourselves better. And the American culture is mamish the opposite. You understand it, you know, everyone knows it, but it's mind-boggling. Two things I heard. One, you're gonna like this one. There were 2,600 applicants for divorce. People got divorced. They took people that came in to make a get in the civil courts.
They filed for divorce.
They were getting divorced, and they spoke to them when they were filing. They surveyed 2,400 people. Why are you getting divorced? Out of the 2,600 people that filed for divorce, 200 people. Listen to this. 200 people said the reason why they're getting divorced is because their spouse spends too much time on Fortnite. Can you imagine that? But that's the incident. That was number one reason. That's retarded. What does that mean? They're not interested in me. They're not interested in doing anything. They're just plain sitting there. I can't get them out of that. It's a pill. So Fortnite made more than 200 divorces. That's what the guy was saying. It made a lot more than 200 divorces. That's not the point. But you see that they have that's no shaykhus to growth, to percent. And of course, no one wants to be with that kind of person. That you can't even talk to them because we can't do anything together. That's one. That's one thing that shows us. And the other thing I was just heard. This was on the regular news. Again, it was nothing special. But they had a whole bunch of people rallying. And in the Bronx Zoo, around the Bronx Zoo, because I think this, I don't know, what was the last name in the Bronx Zoo?
Can't
remember.
Okay. Four months ago.
So you look at it. How many elephants are there? I think there's three elephants in the Bronx Zoo. Mm. Now, the story like this. One of the elephants, one of the elephants don't get along with the other elephants. Okay? So what they have these two elephants and one on display, and they have to like make a whole separation between two elephants and one other elephant. So they were rallying, they were rallying that it's not fair to this elephant. They want the Bronx Zoo to free Elephant Sally on the right because it's not fair. She's by herself, so she should be able to go back to the jungle where she can find friends. We should probably beat them up there too, but it's not the point. It's not right. And the slogan was, what they were saying is, what's the difference between elephant and people? Just like you want friends, why shouldn't the elephant want friend? So the Bronx Zoo should go down there. I would say it's like $20 million elephant. Send it back to Africa because it's not fair. Anyway, because there's no difference between a person and a man. And you would want friends, so they also want friends. I don't know how elephants feeling. I never tried that. I haven't heard about elephants that feel. Elephant. I know hippopotamus is that feeling. No, I know elephants. but it's, I just that was just the concept of understanding that there's a difference. There's a difference. We're different. We're not animals. We're not better animals. We're here to grow. When it says "Ein divrei Torah miskayim elva mishum mei misas malel," I think that's mamish. The pshat is. The pshat is that we have to pick our divrei Torah miskayim. It means that we want to keep it. I saw in the Bad Kodesh is Bad Kodesh is Rebel Pogarsky. Uncle.
Cousin.
Okay. So Rebel, he says, it's like this. Ain't the victory miskaimen el the Mishame Masala. What does that mean, miskaimen? It comes alive. So he explains that the pshat is that everything in this world dies or it gets, you know, doesn't stay. Rats, nothing stays forever. No one stays forever, nothing stays forever. Our job is to make Divrei Torah Mikayim, to keep it, to keep Torah, to have something that we make ourselves into something. We take a nothing, an us is a nothing, and we made it into something. What do we make? We made it into Torah. Torah's gonna last forever. When we go upstairs, we will have Torah with us, whatever we work on. Whatever we work on, that is creation. So ain't the return is kaimen elamishim memis asmala. You take the atzma, you take yourself, and you don't exist for now because you kill yourself. You kill the guf for something good. Those are the two things. And you make yourself, that's making yourself into, the way I would say, is the Adam al Elyon. Make yourself into a real person. By making something out of the nothing that we're created from. That's becoming real. That's making yourself into someone that belongs upstairs. That's miskayim. It's going to be the Torah is miskayim for la'olam v'ed. And he gives two different gemaras that I think is very negayah for people that people that for sure, a lot of people when they're bachim were hard to wake up early in the morning, and I think even after your bachim was hard to wake up and you're working, making a siyum, it's like it's a, I don't know if you guys remember, I didn't come in, but I was davening in that gura. Davening in that gura was, I think, the
10 to 7.
Next room over here. Not 10 to 7. No. It was the Nate's minute. It was early. And I sent Rabbi Stryker in. I said, he was like a little davening. I go, yes, go. Like, we're off of my life. So I pulled him in there. He didn't stop talking about it. Like, it's an amazing thing, you know, just to see, you know, the guy is sitting and really learning. It's mamish, unreal. He brings down, he explains this way, Beryl Pavarsky explains in the famous Gemara. I think this is mamish perfect. He explains this, the Indu B'Tayim Miskayim L'Mishim Eim Esas Malal, that the Gemara is a famous, you probably know this Gemara, the Rabbi Yosef Bar Yeshua, he basically fainted and he went up to the next world and it came down and I think his father asked him, no, what do you see? What's going on upstairs? So he said, what's the hak? He said, Elyonim Lamata V'Tachtoinim Lamala. The people that in this world we think are Chashev on the bottom, people that in this world we think are not Chashev up on top. No. It's a whole Gemara, but what's Pshat in the Gemara? So he explains the Pshat like this, that we think in this world that Torah is about people who know what's going on. People know. If you have answers to all the questions, so you're a Talmud Chacham. So you sit in the front and people come and ask you questions and you're the right person. But it's not necessarily how it's going to be in the next world. In the next world, it's really not that way. There's a whole different story in the next world. The next world has to do with how much work. And the morale explains at the Pshat is like this. Why does it have to do with how much work? Torah is Torah. He has more Torah than me. Why isn't he more chashuv than me? In the next world also. Torah is a Metzias. He has more Torah. So of course it should be more chashuv. Torah only stays if you work. Why is that? So, you said like this. That in the next world, what are we taking with us? We're taking something that we worked on because anything that Hashem gave us, we don't deserve it. Hashem made me smart. And I'm able to look at a Gemara like this, boom, and know it. And then people cast me questions. So it's very nice. Maybe they'll find out the halacha. But I'm not bringing that with me. Because that's what God gave me. What did you do for a living? How did you make this happen? How do you create the Torah to keep with you? You have to do something to make yourself better. What you're doing to make yourself better, all those stuff stay with you. So it has to do with how hard it is. How much you work on it. The Torah that's not hard for you. So you don't even bring that upstairs, he says. It's a very big chiddush. You're not bringing Torah that was simple for you. So people that are smart, so they work to get so much. They work through the whole thing, so they can bring everything with them, and they can bring more than I could bring. But the fact is that they're only bringing the stuff that they work for, and I'm only bringing the stuff that I work for. So you don't know when you see a guy in the front of the Beis Medrash answering questions, you don't know how hard he worked for. So when we go upstairs, it's all just we thought he knew Shas, and he came upstairs. He doesn't even have Shas. You know why? He didn't work for any of it. So he didn't bring it upstairs. It's not there with him. That's a tremendous chiddush. It's not even there. When you're doing things that are difficult for you, saying the whole time that you're learning is a hard time to be learning. That's something that stays and stays forever, and you get to keep it. And there's no bigger simcha making a siyum on hard stuff. He brings another one. There's a few different things. There's another similar type of Gemara, and it says it's a medrash and it's a Gemara. Rebavo went upstairs. Rebavo, Tana Rebavo, he went upstairs. He also, for whatever reason, had a business to take care of upstairs, and he saw his schar in Olam Haba, and he said, "This is for who? Who's this for? It's for me?" They said, "Yeah, no, it's for Avo. It's for you." He said, "For me?" Va'ani amarti, and I said, "Larik yagati. I worked for nothing. I thought I really worked for nothing." That's a pella. Everyone asks, and so he asks over there also. You thought you worked for nothing? Everyone knows you get schar for working. You get schar for learning Torah. You thought Talmud Torah can get cool and you get all the schar in the world. Why are you saying Vani Amarti Larik Yigati? See, he's medayik that of course he knew that he didn't get schar for learning. He didn't know he was going to get so much schar. He thought that he really needed. He didn't know as much as he should have. Some people know so much more Torah than him, so he didn't realize how much schar he was going to get. But Ani Amarti Larik Yigati. I thought that I was working for nothing. I thought I was working because I needed to get to know the Torah. But the main thing is knowing the Torah. But no, you see, you're getting schar for the work. Everything, if it's hard to learn, if it's hard to focus, it's hard to wake up, get yourself out of bed, you get more schar for it. That's what you're getting schar for. I mean, that's what all the Rebbeim would like saying. You know, you get schar for work. But that's I'm trying to be mazer that is something that you get to keep. The schar is for the work. You get to keep that's making yourself different than a regular person. Again, we know nobody gets anywhere without hard work, not in any business, not in anything. And what we machadish is that you don't become a person. That makes you into a person. The work, the want to change, is what makes you into a person. It's a beautiful thing. Zechati, Mamshach, to make many siyumim and come back.
If it's in Shemaim, you guys are going to be giving us your bottom lines.
It's not easy for you to wake up either. I don't know.
And he prepares a share before also.
He doesn't get a paycheck for it.
Listen, I hope he's not paying for his tickets. I shouldn't say anything.